USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden's back is against the wall, so says the Republican chair of the House Budget Committee. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Representative Jody Arrington said it's time for Biden to step up and do the right thing.
We have one proposal that has passed the House. Nobody else has put a proposal on the table, so he needs to respond to that proposal.
Arrington has criticized the president for waiting so long to engage in talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Biden and McCarthy are set to meet again tomorrow. Three people are dead and two others injured after a shooting at a Kansas City nightclub. According to police, gunfire erupted early this morning at the Climax Lounge in Kansas City. Two of the victims were found dead at the scene. A third died at the hospital. Police have no motive for the shooting at this time. The U.S. is sending more help to Ukraine and putting additional sanctions on Russia.
President Biden unveiled a new $375 million military aid package during his meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the weekend G7 summit in Japan. It includes ammunition, artillery, and military vehicles. American-made F-16 fighter jets are headed to Ukraine in the coming months as well. Biden said he does not think it will escalate the war with Russia.
I have a flat assurance from Zelensky that they will not use it to go on and move into Russian geographic territory.
He reiterated U.S. support for Ukraine and announced new sanctions on Russia that he said would keep pressure on Putin and his backers. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Minnesota is set to become the 23rd state to legalize recreational use of marijuana. Minnesota's state Senate gave final approval Saturday. The bill now heads to Governor Tim Walz's desk, who's already said he'll sign it. And the Powerball jackpot continues to grow. No one matched all six numbers in last night's drawing, so Monday's will be worth $179 million. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden sees a future where the relationship between the U.S. and China will get a little warmer. At the G7 summit in Japan, Biden said the U.S. is working to make a stronger relationship with China less risky.
That means taking steps to diversify our supply chains, and we're not dependent on any one country for necessary product.
He also said the U.S. would never sell any sensitive technology to China, regardless of the relationship between the two countries. We're about to enter week 3 of the writer's strike, which has brought TV and film production to a halt. Members of the Writers Guild of America walked off the job after their contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers expired on May 2nd. Key issues are job security and better pay for screenwriters. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis wants to dismiss the judge in Disney's lawsuit against him.
Disney initially sued DeSantis in April after months of back and forth about the governor's Don't Say Gay bill and his attempt to increase influence over the company. DeSantis filed a court motion Friday asking that Chief Judge Mark Walker be disqualified from the case. DeSantis claims Walker has prejudged the situation and should be replaced to prevent even the appearance of impropriety. Reports say DeSantis is preparing to launch a bid for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination this coming week. I'm Scott Carr.
The Denver Nuggets have taken a 3-0 lead over the L.A. Lakers in the NBA Western Conference Finals. Nuggets beat the Lakers 119-108 in Game 3. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.